45%. That's not a rounding error. That's nearly half of all liability and medical claims getting denied last year, according to the Wall Street Journal. Nearly half. And if you're sitting there thinking that feels about right based on what you're fighting through every week, you're not wrong. That's the data catching up to what shops already know in their gut. Here's what the talking heads keep getting wrong about this. They frame it like it's a claims processing efficiency story, like carriers are just being careful stewards of their customers' money. That's garbage. What it actually is a systematic pressure campaign against anyone who pushes back on a supplement. Deny first, see who folds. Most shops fold because they don't have time to fight. That's the business model. The thing that's quietly costing shops money right now is not knowing what your state actually allows when a carrier stonewalls you. Illinois just signed a right to appraisal bill. That's a real legislative lever. If your state has something similar and your estimators don't know about it, you're leaving money on the table every single time a carrier lowballs a total or disputes a repair cost. Check your state. Know your options before the next argument, not during it. And here's your Monday morning take. A carrier that denies 45% of claims isn't your partner. They're your opponent who happens to send you cars. Treat the relationship accordingly.